Speech Work Document 20. Limiting the hours of employment of railway employees. From the message of the President, read at the opening of the second session of the 59th Congress, December 3, 1906. I call your attention to the need of passing the bill limiting the number of hours of employment of railroad employees. The measure is a very moderate one, and I can conceive of no serious objection to it. Indeed, so far as it is in our power, it should be our aim steadily to reduce the number of hours of labor, which is a goal of the general introduction of an 8-hour day. There are industries in which it is not possible that the hours of labor should be reduced, just as there are communities not far enough advanced for such a movement to be for their good, or, if in the tropics, so situated that there is no analogy between their needs and ours in this matter. In the Isthmus of Panama, for instance, the conditions are in every way so different from what they are here that an 8-hour day would be absurd, just as it is absurd, so far as the Isthmus is concerned, where white labor cannot be employed, to bother as to whether the necessary work is done by Indian black men or by Indian yellow men. But the wage workers of the United States are of so high a grade that alike from the merely industrial standpoint and from the civic standpoint it should be our object to do what we can in the direction of securing the general observance of an 8-hour day. Until recently the 8-hour law in our federal statute books has been very scantily observed. Now, however, largely through the instrumentality of the Bureau of Labor, it is being rigidly enforced, and I shall speedily be able to say whether or not there is need of further legislation in reference thereto, for our purpose is to see it obeyed in spirit no less than in letter. Half holidays during summer should be established for government employees. It is as desirable for wage workers who toil with their hands as for salaried officials whose labor is menial that there should be a reasonable amount of holiday.